RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, it is crossover time, and don't forget, Monday through Thursday, we are now brought to you by Bay Alarm. Rest easy, we've got you covered, bayalarm.com. Let's welcome in
the fellas,
Willard and Dibs.
This is our last one for the week.
Yeah. Together, for the year.
For the year.
Let me start here.
Lincoln Westbrook.
This is it, 2025. This is all you got.
So, Goo had a good idea today. We had this draft where if I gave you the first pick in the draft for the Super Bowl winner, then Willard gets two. Mm-hmm. Then, if I said Dibs, you have the number one pick.
Where you going?
What team are you picking
to win the
to win it all?
Win both conferences combined.
Combine both conferences and all the playoff teams.
Man,
I know
it's so tough. There's no slam dunk number one. It's a little bit like the Markelle Fultz year in the NBA, he went number one and boy, good little player. Turns out, no. Honestly, I would take Denver. Experienced head coach.
Do you mean that, Dibs?
I do. Good defense. Good, not elite. Good defense. A quarterback who can do enough, a coach who's been there and done it, and a run game that actually is more than just average. I take Denver.
Will, who you got?
Houston Texans.
Yeah, I don't believe in their quarterback.
I'm proud of my pick now.
Houston Texans.
Wow.
Last time the Houston Texans lost a football game, let me make sure I got this right now. Last time the Houston Texans lost a football game.
Stroud's my only concern.
It was barely November. November 2nd is the last time they lost a football game by 3 points to the Denver Broncos.
No, what about when Seattle? Or that was earlier when they got just embarrassed on Monday Night Football against Seattle.
They lost by 8. Okay. But, yeah, that was October 20th.
Okay, got you.
They have the best defense. They have the best defense. They have won 8 games in a row.
Yep.
And you just hand the ball off.
Some of the teams on that list.
All right.
Jacksonville, Buffalo, Indianapolis before Daniel Jones got hurt, at Kansas City, at the Los Angeles Chargers.
No, those are.
It is not a week 8-game win streak.
Hey, I'm going to take the Texans first.
Well, no, too late.
They're gone. I took them.
Well, this is how it went.
I'll do my first level. Okay. I'll do your second.
No, I was just going to
I found it very difficult. Very difficult.
It's tough.
And what do you think the Niners were slotted?
The thing about the Texans is they're probably going to be the wild card because the Jags are going to beat Tennessee. And so,
That's fair.
Houston's going to have to win three to just get there and then win one more.
Our Reno story where you saved Lowe's life, your life, and my life when we went up in the station was the flagship for the
Shout
Raiders.
Shout out Shaney Shane.
And they lost. Yeah, the Saturday they lost. They didn't have a quarterback.
Was that Antelope we went to?
Yes.
Yeah. We had
a pit stop.
Yeah, we had a little pit stop. And Lowe Neal is asleep in the back seat.
It's snowing.
And I'm driving a rented SUV. The idea is me, Goo, and Lowe are doing a show in Reno for the Raider playoff game. We were the Raider flagship. And so we're driving up there, and we had
No chains on the tires.
No chains. We had to make a pit stop. It was really important, and so we swung out to Antelope, Shaney Shane. Lowe Neal is 240 in the back seat, fetal, snoring, and Goo and I make the pit stop, and we go
music.
We go up there, and we do the show, and whatever. Connor Cook is your quarterback,
there
and the Raiders get motorboated, and then now we're back in the car heading home.
It was scary, man.
And you're talking about a blizzard.
And darkness.
And your boy is driving.
Dibs, can you see?
I'm driving. And normally, you know me, Mark. You know me. I drive a Honda Fit.
Yeah.
Now I'm driving like a
GMC GMC Yukon.
It's about seven times what I'm used to. And
I'm like, Dibs, maybe you want to pull over. Let it subside.
We're going straight through.
And I was Elizabeth. I'm coming.
Dude, one speed when he drives.
Goo's knuckles for the first time ever. Yeah. White.
I was nervous,
Lowe's
man.
Lowe's in the back. Sawing logs. And I'm
I'm like, Lowe, wake up.
Johnny Mosley.
That's a football player. They ain't scared of nothing.
Denzel on flight. That's
and
what
here
I'm
we are
you.
10 years
here you
later.
Are.
Yep. Well,
all right, give them the order.
Anyway.
You made it.
See if they're surprised when we got to Niners.
I picked the Eagles first.
Okay.
Of course you did.
I picked the Rams.
I knew you were going to say that.
Last night's not going to sway
me. And you know what?
No,
I knew you were going to say that.
You did it because your buddy Bastion is a listener, and he lives out there. All your Philly friends, including Harry.
Do you know that Bastion? Oh, my God. Look who came in. What is your problem today?
I have no problem.
First of all, my buddy Matt Bastion never listens to talk radio.
Okay.
He hates it. And he thinks what I do is meaningless.
Who's his favorite?
That's the first thing.
Who's his favorite team?
Whose? He doesn't even like sports really anymore.
Okay.
I mean, geez.
No geez.
Yeah, it's a geez.
You took Philly for a real reason.
Do you want to
know?
Yes,
because they won the championship last year,
right.
And the NFC is a hodgepodge. And if you
I took
there's
the Rams.
Going to be a different kind of story this year. Like, the Patriots are going to win it. The Houston's going to win it. Broncos. Like, listen to these teams. Jacksonville.
Yeah.
The Bills haven't won it. They might. So it's like I'm going with the defending champs.
I actually think there are very few answers that you can't defend.
And wow.
There are very few answers you can't defend, and there are holes in every answer.
And that's what makes it beautiful.
Period. It's beautiful, except... no one's thinking about this. I do think there's a good chance we get to the Super Bowl, which is here, as you all know. And
where are you going?
Well, it's going to be one of those two-week conversations of like, well, I didn't want Jacksonville and Seattle.
You're going sexy.
Exactly. We get mad at the Mahomes and the Bradys, and we say we're sick of it.
But it's good for the league.
But not really. And so I wonder, there are a lot of different machinations
and
here.
And I think this might be special, though, but you're right on the sexy, because that question's coming. But
I mean, maybe.
I said this to all the teams that did make it. This is the year you're kicking yourself in the tail, because it is wide open.
Don't you?
There are no Chiefs, or you know what I mean?
Right?
Billy Badass.
Don't you feel like let's do first take a month and a half before it actually happens?
Yes, sir.
Right? Josh Allen is a fraud. Here's what I mean. If he doesn't go this year,
has no defense.
But what do we say? And I agree with you, Goo. I think the Bills organization has actually let Josh Allen
there's
down.
No doubt.
Watching the Bills play football is like going to any high school game.
And when did it switch to where, this dude's on a – he's Gilligan.
He's incredible, but he doesn't really have anything special around him. James Cook's a good player.
Yeah.
But he doesn't
have at the wide out that's special.
Or the defense or the whatever. Like, he's a
you
phenomenal –
You think they missed his window?
Or is he so good you can
build it back?
I don't think they missed his window, but if a year ago you had said, hey, Josh, how about a playoffs Pat?
No Lamar.
Possibly no Lamar or a messed up Lamar.
Yeah.
And no Burrow. How are we doing? Yeah. Everybody would be like they'd walk to the Super Bowl. They didn't even win their division.
Wow.
So I think this is it's supposed to be set up for Josh.
Damn.
But it's not.
What would be... If you asked Goodell what would be the best matchup for the NFL in the Super Bowl, who would he answer?
That's a good question.
I hadn't thought of it.
Well, let's say in the NFC it has to either be Rams, Niners, Eagles, Bears. Those are the only four, right?
Okay.
Those are your big markets and your big brands. Let's eliminate the Rams because like they don't really have a fan base.
Right.
So Niners, Bears, or Eagles in the NFC. The AFC would have to be Pittsburgh.
Because of Rodgers?
Well, it's a big brand. Huge brand.
I mean,
that's why they're
Rodgers
on Sunday Night Football.
Rodgers against the Niners, the team that passed on them.
Yeah.
All right.
I would bring that up.
Josh Allen against the Niners.
Buffalo.
And, you know, the local kid coming back home to make it happen.
Wow.
Or maybe New England.
I think it'd be Buffalo.
D'Amico Ryans against Kyle Shanahan. Like a battle.
Could you imagine?
I think, wow. I think, yeah.
You
I
know,
think
well, Luke Skywalker against Darth Vader.
Buffalo against the Niners would be, it's the Chris Berman Bowl that he picks every year.
Yep.
That'd be pretty strong.
Probably number one.
So you guys are out on the Chargers and the Rams because
Harbaugh against the Niners, like Harbaugh against his old team. Does Jim get one?
That would be great.
What's the Chargers parade look like? Well, go ahead.
Yeah, wow. Well,
It
starts in San Diego in the gas lamp.
Even LA doesn't know if the parade would be there.
Right. It's not so much about the parade as it is the matchup. Like if it's Harbaugh back at Levi's where he got excommunicated against Jed York, Harbaugh v. Jed.
Not bad.
I think there's a lot of interesting ones.
There's nothing more juicy
than
that.
D'Amico against Shanahan. Buffalo trying to get their first
but
against
Harbaugh
the Niners
against
getting
Kyle.
Number six.
I'm with you. That there it is.
Yeah, even D'Amico against Kyle.
You giving the Chargers any chance?
That doesn't feel like
their
whole
line is beat up, but
so is their quarterback.
Yeah. Their quarterback's hurt, and I'm really curious about the rest of your draft because Philly went one and I like the pick, Steiny. It's a good pick.
I took the Rams. He took New England.
Of course I'm lying.
Okay.
Here's
how it went. I went Eagles. Guru went Rams. I went Patriots.
You didn't snake draft?
Shut up, guys.
How are you doing
Come on, man.
I gave him the choice. I said, do you want the first pick? Or not.
Well, I don't get out like
goes,
that.
You can have the first pick.
Or the second two.
He doesn't get the second two.
How can you not snake this man?
Stop it.
You got to snake it out.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, it doesn't matter because I wasn't going to take
his
second or third.
Mark, we'll do this and we can snake it out. I like the bit.
Yeah, I'll take two and three. Thank you.
Me Eagles, Goo Rams, me Patriots, Guru Houston.
Yeah.
Me Broncos, him Seattle, me Niners.
Oh.
Him Jacksonville, me Bills, him Chicago, me Chargers, him Packers, and then me Pittsburgh, Baltimore, him Tampa Bay, Carolina.
You know, your Patriots and Broncos thing, they're the two best teams in the AFC, but let's not undersell second-year quarterbacks who have never...
No, right. You can see ghosts.
I know Bo went to... Right? The Broncos went to the playoffs last year, didn't they?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, I know that... Purdy took the Niners deep when he first got there, so it's not like they're not allowed, but that's a challenge.
But what about Stroud? What year is he?
Is he year four or five?
He had a good game last week.
Not
but
five. No.
He goes every year.
He scares me, and they play on Saturdays. That's their game when they do go.
That's right.
There was a second-year quarterback who won the whole thing back in 2005, Ben Roethlisberger.
Wow.
Second year. He won the damn thing, four wins.
Caleb Williams, second year. You know, first playoff games are loading here. If Bryce Young ends up in this thing, like whatever, Sam Darnold does not have a good playoff resume.
No.
And has not been there very much.
It's the biggest jacket or monkey. Well, monkey on his back, shout out to Young. But that's everything. He wet the bed last year, but now – and. I'll say this, Niner fans, don't get mad at me. And I told all my Niner buddies I feel this way. But if we're talking sexy, or just a matchup, if somehow the Niners don't win Saturday, them against the Eagles, and it'll be at Philly, would be the best playoff matchup of the playoffs to me. Just because of the history. Brock got knocked out.
Brock back
I didn't
Philly.
Get a really chance to, and now I get the redemption. Just me.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Dibs,
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is what a deep dive is.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to my research. So when I was looking at, okay, what if I go down the list? What if this team wins a Super Bowl? Like, yep. If the Eagles win it, what's going to be the, like, what's the story? Well, it would be two in a row.
Yeah.
All right, if the Patriots win it, it's going to be they're back and Drake May's Brady. You know, if the Rams win it, McVay second, Stafford. But you actually went further and picked the best storyline of two teams going against each other. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was better.
Well, I think about Jim Harbaugh winning his first, and it happens here at Levi's,
wow,
where he
man.
Was all but run out of the building because he told the owner, this is for adults only. This meeting is for men only, Jed. And he shut the door, and they went 8-8, I think, and then Jim was gone, and Jim goes to Michigan. Now he comes back to San Diego, L.A., and they win it here in Levi's? My God.
Yeah.
And the other one is like Denver wins, and now Sean Payton's got two. And so Sean Payton goes from, yeah, you're a good coach, to, man, you're one of the dudes. Yeah. Buffalo wins for the first time ever.
Right.
Sean McDermott. Well, now, Sean, you've got one that Kyle doesn't have, and you've got one that Zach doesn't have.
Wow.
And they're all kind of in that same ilk. And so the other one is Aaron Rodgers. Like, you passed over me, Niners. 37 years ago, whatever it was.
Can I jump in for McVay?
Jump.
If he got number two, what would that do? Because I think they got – I know it was like we are what we are. I didn't lose confidence, but they got a team.
He's already made dude.
But yeah. Number two, though.
Yeah, so you're
– you'd have two more than
you're
Kyle.
You're super made.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
think it would mean that I'm a kind of a special coach. Really,
and they come from the same tree.
I've been working on it.
That would give them
a little gravelly.
It's maybe too gravelly and not enough high pitched. Because it's got to be a little bit more like this. I'm working on it. And you did one earlier that was maybe it was yesterday.
Yesterday. You imitated a caller.
Oh, Frank in Atlanta.
You got a four.
It was really good.
Finally, you got one that was actually halfway decent.
I have to tell you, because there was a build up to it. You were like, can I do it?
That was yesterday.
And I was kind of like, oh boy, he's going to do it. And then you did it, and I was like, ooh.
Basketball.
we buried the lead, though.
What's the lead?
It was good.
What's the lead?
We've thought about, Eagles, it'd be back-to-back. Houston, it would be on there. Their defense was going to be doomsday. Yeah. What would they say about the 49ers? If the 49ers win it all this year,
they would say that this is one of the greatest coaching jobs in the history of football, and Shanny got the monkey off his back.
Would it be We Believe in Football? Would it be We? If they win it, We Believe.
I do think Shanny would be.
This would be incredible.
Brock Purdy,
last pick in the draft.
We Believe won one series.
But it would be We Believe Complete Edition that they got it done.
I look at the 2022 Warriors and think, oh, my God, that one came out of nowhere.
You know what?
This would be that times 10.
I agree with that.
You can't do We Believe if you're the one seed.
I got you.
Like, they were the eight.
But this iteration of their defense.
No, I know.
This is
I think this is the Coach of the Year Bowl on Saturday.
I think he has it. I got it,
not if he loses this weekend.
Okay, all right,
the guy who beats him has got
a
pretty good case.
Stoney asked me this, and I'm emotional about it. If the Niners do win, and I feel like he's moving the goalposts, but I get it. If they do win and somehow are the number one seed, expectations change from I'm looking at it as it is. I am shocked as all outdoors that they're even in the tournament with these injuries, losing Brock for eight. But because they win against Seattle and be in the one seed, he would be disappointed if they didn't get it done.
No, you're missed. I said they're gonna. I said if they win Saturday, they're the favorites in the NFC.
I don't think.
I can't do that.
You can say that. I don't think Vegas will do that though.
And I can't do it either, though.
You might be right, but I got to tell you, the number one seed has such an advantage.
It does.
You're right,
bro. And that's what I'm... And they'll be the hottest team in football.
But you're telling me to forget what this team's without.
Yes, I am. That's what I'd be doing.
We also don't know exactly if they're the one seed, what they'd be without. That might... You might be... Obviously, we know there'd be no Nick Bosa. You literally might be asking them to win one game without Fred.
Wow, there you go.
And maybe Trent. Yeah.
But maybe. Like, maybe they're back.
He looked like he might not play, Sat. That's a hammy.
I'm expecting.
Who, Trent?
Yeah.
Oh, we're expecting
Trent's,
no.
Yeah,
wow.
I don't think Trent's playing. Wow. I think George will, and I think Trent will.
But this is on brand. They'll keep moving like Jefferson's on up.
Austin Pleasance, go out there and block, young man.
Who was a pleasant surprise.
There you go.
And that's now a one. It was a two yesterday. It was a two yesterday. It's been downgraded.
Thankfully, tomorrow it won't happen.
In the 5 years, Steiny, since they've gone to one bye, the only seed that gets a bye is the one seed in the NFL. 5 of the 10 have made the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Can you name them, Dibs?
Yeah. KC, in 2020, they lost to Tom Brady. 2021, it was the 4 versus the 4. The Rams beat Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
The next year, Kansas City beat Philly, 2022.
On a bum ankle.
2023, Kansas City was the 3. They beat the Niners, who were the 1. Sorry too soon. Last year, Philly was the 2. They beat KC, who was the 1. So the 1 seed is actually 1-4.
It's one less game.
1-4 in the bowl.
Wow. Right, but 50% of the time they get there.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. So,
but there are no Chiefs now, just from an NFC standpoint. In the AFC.
I sort of feel like there aren't any ones this year.
Wow.
There is no one seed.
So the Rams don't scare you.
Everybody scares me. But define scared. I just said to Steiny, like, the Niners win this weekend. I still wouldn't, like, pick them to win the whole thing.
Well, I mean,
their defense is awful.
Like, I don't want
to. And it's getting worse. We have to look that in the eye.
I appreciate the honesty. That is
wild. The last 3 weeks.
But how do they get to the one seed? Bend but don't break.
I don't know. Their offense has just been otherworldly. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about where we're at right now. If the 49ers win Saturday, and you're telling me they're going to get a bye, and they got possibly 2 home games, they have action beyond a doubt.
For sure they got action.
But I do not think, like, they cannot win 3 games on the road. Like that. No, like they can, of course. But like that's...
You wouldn't
like
think.
There's such...
Right.
That's going to be... That's going to be really hard for this team. But I could see... You know, what if they get the number one seed and they stumble onto Carolina in their second round?
Let's play with the idea of the likely scenario if they lose this weekend.
All right.
And they have to do it on the road. The likely play is week 1, you're in Philly.
I don't like that.
Okay. But let's say, let's track this now. If you win as the 6th seed, you are very likely to then go visit the 1 seed, correct?
Mm.
Unless the 7 seed, the Packers, would have to win, certainly possible.
So that could be Seattle. Right?
You would go to Seattle. All right. Now let's say you win that. What's waiting for you? I actually think there's a real decent chance that that team would be the Rams, because the Rams are going to be the 5, which means they also have a mini bye.
Okay, with the winner of
NFC
Tampa.
South crap.
Oh, so you're saying the game would be here?
And then the Rams in week 2 would go take on the winner of the Bears Packers on the road, which I think they can win.
But the game wouldn't be here.
That's
being
right.
LA.
It wouldn't be here.
Yeah, I mean, I think they can win.
Yeah.
To give you an idea, and that's just a mock, but like, if they lose this weekend, that's what you're asking them to do. Philly, Seattle, L.A., on the road 3 weeks in a row.
You guys are going to laugh. I don't know why I've been fixated at Philly.
Man.
But they're so stale offensively. No motion. They just, you know where they are.
Yeah.
Hurts looks like it hurts for him to run, even when he goes to the ground. And I'm thinking, maybe this young Niner team, they got the names, but with this offense, they know where guys are going to be. Maybe Philly is a good matchup for the defense against that offense, but now the defense, they got some dudes.
Right, especially when you're talking about guarding those 2 wide receivers who are awesome.
But they don't use them like that, though.
No, but they might against a Niner team that cannot cover. They don't rush the passer, so now Jalen Hurts can just kind of sit back there and even Caleb, who
that's
is
why
really
scared
Caleb
anybody.
Is really inaccurate. The most inaccurate quarterback in
bad.
Football, and he put up 38, right?
No, 31.
31, fine. 31.
Missed some throws.
Yeah.
Stoudy was and like, Google, those are tough. I went and watched it again. I'm like, you make that into touchdowns.
There were some open right. people. Okay. Yeah.
I think Caleb,
and some drops.
I think Caleb's delivery is actually the least of his problems. Mm. Caleb doesn't see the field
man.
Fully, but he's very good. He's very dynamic, but he did miss some. He missed some
you giving them action, the Bears, real quick?
No.
No?
I'm not.
I mean, the Bears, sure.
You got to get turnovers.
They got more action than Carolina.
Oh, dude, that's
they got more action than Pittsburgh.
Like about Baltimore.
Baltimore scares me because I just feel like at any moment they could re-become Baltimore. We know there's a good team sitting in there, but we're just waiting for Lamar to actually be healthy, and I don't know if he ever will be or if they'll even win.
Have we seen the best of him or the healthiest version of himself?
I don't know.
What if it's Baltimore against the Niners? And like so that means Lamar Jackson will have won 3 playoff games by the time he gets there. And the Niners had no business being there with Purdy.
And they can't bust the pass in the first place.
Yeah.
Where were you for that Super Bowl when they got to the 11 yard line?
The Beyonce
in New Orleans.
Bowl?
Yeah, the Beyonce. Where were you?
Friend's house.
Where were you, Dibs?
Depressed.
I was at the game.
Greg Roman, what are you doing?
Super Bowl, but I mean, they had no business even being in that game.
They came back.
They came all the way back.
Lights went out.
Yeah, I think I was at my buddy Dewan's house out there in Oakland.
Damn.
Redman?
Yeah, the bread man. Yeah. Rest in peace, yeah.
All right. That was like the first time that Niner fans had ever experienced a Super Bowl loss.
What? Cap was, made 3 throws that were just...
Yeah, it was an awful feeling.
Love you, Cap.
Yeah. All right, well, you guys bring it home. Do you have Steve Kerr today?
We do.
Yeah.
Oh,
we have nice. Steve Kerr, we have Greg Cosell, we have Nick Friedell.
Nicky.
All of them today.
Oh, you shoehorned... Cosell on Tuesday.
No,
nice.
We're not.
Real quick.
Right, New Year's Eve, Cosell.
Right. You guys all going to his crib?
I'll see you tomorrow, Mark.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Mark, I'll see you tomorrow.
Will you be there?
Yeah.
I don't like the word might.
If you're there, something went wrong on 95.7 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.